The human mind is constantly in flux. Your mind is being retrained and rewired, usually because of rewards that it experiences. In an erotic hypnosis recording like this, usually the reward is pretty straightforward. It's pleasure. However, I was thinking of something else for the reward for this recording. Because an interesting thing about the human mind is that people don't just respond to pleasure. They just don't respond to things that feel good. They also respond to the unknown, to exploring new things. People usually have some sense of curiosity, and this curiosity pulls them along and rewards them for having new experiences, and sometimes experiences that might not even be pleasurable at all, but still valuable. What if you were to, let's say, follow my voice wherever I decided to guide you? What if you were to drift into a place deep down deep in your mind where all you could do is follow my instructions? I wouldn't be giving you any other choices, and I wouldn't be telling you what's going to happen to you until it's happening. There'd be no way to prepare. There would be no way for you to know if the experience is pleasurable for you or not, or if it's something else entirely. You'll just have to drift and trust me. Now, if that experience doesn't sound like something you'd enjoy, I welcome you to listen to some of my other recordings, because right now, I just feel like exploring. I feel a little curious. I'm curious where you'll follow. I'm curious where your mind will go when you close those eyes. I'm curious what will pop into your mind as I count down from 10 to 1. Because sometimes, while you're drifting off into trance, random thoughts pop up into your mind. They don't linger for long, but they just might be little fragments of what's floating around on the surface of your subconscious mind. We're going to go past them, though. Just drift. 10. Letting those little fragments float away. 9. You want to know where this is going. 8. Not knowing is sometimes more exciting than knowing. 7. Sometimes it's enjoyable to have a little bit of danger in an experience. 6. Your mind is drifting. There's no way to stop it. 5. Exhale deeply. You're halfway there. 4. Allow me to fully submerge you in your subconscious. 3. My words will be guiding you all along the way. 2. Everything that I say will be your reality. And 1. Sleep. Close those eyes and sleep. There's no need for any more thinking. Because really, was there ever a need for you to think when you started to listen to my voice? My words are always a pathway that you can follow. Now, if you ever feel unsafe or uncomfortable following this path, you know the way back towards consciousness, and you're welcome to drift back up towards it. But you know that you're safe and sound with me, so you can drift deeper and deeper, and maybe feel better and better. Because that's really not guaranteed right now. That's really not the point of this experience. My words are guiding you down a long hallway. Only this time, the hallway is different. It's no longer straight. It's curving to the left, almost as if it's spiraling in on itself. The further you walk along it, the more different things feel. Some of the doors on the hallway are upside down on their hinges. Some of the doors aren't even hanging on the hinges. And there's just an empty door frame leading into an empty room. Some of the door frames are covered up in bricks, where others are covered in barbed wire. It's an odd place, eerily quiet, and you want to get closer and closer to my voice and further away from this odd hallway. You're almost there. There's a door at the end of the hallway. Soon, you'll be reaching it. You'll be really happy to be with me. At the end of the hallway, past the final door, getting closer and closer, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Open that door and step into the room where I'm waiting for you. You walk into a room that's filled with white light. You're not quite sure where the corners of the room are. The walls, the ceiling, and the floor all emit a uniform white glow. You have no idea if this room is rather small, or if it stretches on and on for quite some time. Because you can't see the corners and make them out clearly in the white glow. However, in what you guessed to be the center of the room, I'm standing. And next to me are a series of black cubes. A few of them are small, set up on pedestals, and a couple more are rather large. And finally, one is huge. It looks like it's at least 6 feet by 6 feet, though it might be even bigger. You can't quite tell. You walk up to me. I'm standing next to one of the smaller cubes set up on a pedestal. I gesture towards you silently to reach out and touch the cube. You hesitate for a moment, not sure what any of these things are, not knowing what anything is. But sometimes it's rewarding to just experience new things all on their own. You reach out and touch the cube. And to your surprise, it's soft and it bounces back like jelly. You weren't expecting that. You poke the cube a few more times, and it jiggles in quite an entertaining way. You smile. This is kind of funny and amusing. Though you see, I'm walking over to the next cube. And I'm gesturing for you to touch the next cube that's set up on a small pedestal. You walk over towards it, and you place your hand on top of it, though this time your hand seems to sink into the cube. And as your hand does, it feels as if it's fallen asleep. You feel pins and needles prickling your skin. The tingling sensation is only growing stronger and stronger the longer your hand seems to be inside the cube. You have to pull with all your strength to free your hand from the cube. You're not hurt or harmed in any way. However, you did not enjoy that sensation. It's not really one that you want to repeat. So you walk past that cube and on to the next one. There's another cube set up on a small pedestal, and again, I gesture for you to touch it. You pause for a moment, but then you touch it, and you try to touch it again. No matter how hard you seem to try to touch it, your hand just seems to move an inch or two away from it, never directly towards it. It's as if there's some sort of force field pushing your hand away. You try to reach out with both your hands simultaneously in order to touch the cube in some sort of pincher maneuver, but the cube jumps up into the air and then falls down onto the floor, clattering. You tried, but maybe, just maybe, that's something you're not ready to experience quite yet. Now, there's these other cubes, the larger ones. These ones look as if they're roughly a yard or a meter cubed in size. There's something also a bit different about them. Maybe there's a slightly different tint to this shade of black. But you could swear that you see color inside these cubes. This time, I turn to you and I say, strip now. You're slightly surprised by the directness of the order, but your body obediently follows my command, and you quickly and efficiently remove any clothing that you're wearing. You're to touch this cube without any clothing on. I gesture towards the cube, indicating that you should sit on it. And you do. You feel your body sinking into it. The cube feels like a soft pillow enveloping you completely and totally. It's slowly flattening out, gently lowering you closer and closer to the floor as the cube morphs more into some sort of mattress rather than a proper cube. It contours to your body perfectly, and it feels really good to sit on. You relax and let go, drifting for a few moments in complete and total comfort. Then I indicate that it's time for you to get off of the cube. With some difficulty, you manage to get off of the cube, and you see it start to return back to its original shape, slowly. I walk over to the next cube, and I indicate for you to step upon it, standing on top of it this time, not sitting. You do so, and as you stand upon the cube, you feel something odd happening. You feel your brain slowly shutting down. The world around you is becoming dimmer and dimmer. Everything seems so far away. It feels as if you're blacking out. However, your body is staying completely still. You're not falling over. You don't even feel as if you're at risk of falling over. It's just that you can't think, and the world feels as if it's so very, very far away. What an odd and difficult to describe sensation. You don't know how long you've been standing on top of that cube until you feel me pulling you off of it, helping you back down to the floor. Your senses return to you almost instantly. Your awareness of your surroundings come back. You have no idea how long you've been up there, but when you were up there, you felt as if you were unconscious though, your body was standing perfectly still and stable like a statue. I lean in close to you and around your neck. I place a collar, and on that collar, I affix a long leash. I then start walking towards the very, very large cube, the one that has to be at least 6 feet by 6 feet. But as you approach it, it's easily bigger than that, more like 8 or 9 feet by each side. Again, you can't quite make it out, but perhaps there's some sort of streak of color mixed in with the black. At first glance, it looks like pure black. But every once in a while, there seems to be a bit of color or some sort of sheen to it. But never when you directly look at it. It's always in the corner of your eye, at the very edge of your field of vision. That's where you see the color. It's very odd. But you don't really have time to think of that because I gesture for you to walk up and touch the very large cube in this room. You walk up to it, tentatively at first, reaching out with just a finger. Touching it. Nothing seems to happen. The material feels cold and solid, like stone. You reach out with the rest of your fingertips, touching it. Almost disappointed, you are expecting something more. You press your palms against the stone material, and then you feel something give. It still feels as if part of your palms is touching stone, but there's something underneath the stone, some sort of liquid. There's no liquid seeping out of the stone cube. You press a little bit more firmly, and you definitely feel liquid coursing against your palms, and you can see that your hands have made an indentation upon the stone. You then try to pull your hands away. The second you do, though, you find that you can't. And a force from within the stone cube pulls your hands in, up to your wrists. Your hands are now in some sort of fluid, and your wrists are touching the stone surface. You try to struggle a bit more to pull your arms away, but when you struggle, it pulls you in deeper and deeper. Just relax. The only way out is through. You're fine. Keep on going. Don't worry. I'm here, and if anything feels too intense, I'll pull on the leash. You take a deep breath, knowing that you're safe, knowing that I wouldn't let anything bad happen to you, and then you push with all your might, with your arms and legs and your whole body into the surface of this strange stone cube, breaking through the stone layer and submerging yourself into the dark liquids contained within. The first thing you notice is that you can breathe just fine. Whatever this fluid is, it works perfectly with your lungs. You could stay here for quite some time. Also, whatever this liquid is, it's something else. You can feel currents inside this dark liquid. And in the distance, you can see small glimmering lights moving towards you. Those lights, though, look as if they're hundreds of feet off and moving towards you quite quickly. There's no way that they could be inside the cube. The cube's only 8 or 9 feet wide at most, but maybe the rules don't really apply here. Maybe this place is somewhere else. Maybe you're just drifting in a place where you have no idea what's going to happen next. As those lights come closer and closer to you, closer and closer, they're coming straight towards your face, straight towards your head. And when they come in contact with your head, you feel a flood of feelings and emotions. All of them, all at once. It's rather overwhelming. You feel everything. Everything you can feel out of trance. Everything you can feel in trance. All at once. Each light, a burst of intense emotional energy. Each light, a burst of pure and complete feeling. All of them. You're not quite sure how to process everything that's happening to you, but before you have a chance to even think about it, the lights are gone. Echoes and remnants remain. You drift. You're not quite sure how long. This time, though, you see something else in the distance. Rings. Rings of different colored light. Floating towards you. Coming closer and closer. And then surrounding you. Bathing you in warmth, ring after ring of different colored light, slowly moving over your body, up from your toes, all the way to your head, and then away. Each light warm in its own different way, each light different. Each light unique. And then they too float away. Floating away. Floating away. Until you feel something pulling at your throat. You're startled for a moment, but then you realize that it's just the collar that I put on to you before you entered this stone cube. You feel the leash pulling you back, pulling you out, pulling you back towards me, closer and closer, closer and closer, feeling yourself touching something that feels like a cool stone floor. But that is just for a moment. As you pass through it, back into the light, back into the strange room, back with me. Now tell me, how is that? It was probably a little bit different and a little bit unexpected, but that's okay, because sometimes indulging our curiosity can be more rewarding than pleasure. Focus on my voice. You're safe and sound. And soon, you'll be drifting back up towards consciousness. You'll be able to remember everything about this experience. You'll be able to remember every single detail easily and effortlessly. And if you want to repeat this experience, if you so choose to do so, every single detail will become twice as vivid and twice as intense. But right now, drift with my voice, safe and sound. One, slowly drifting back up towards consciousness. Two, more and more. Three, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. Four, almost there. And five, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and so very happy that you decided to indulge your curiosity. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this experience.